The ceasefire in the war on Iran has been on thin ice for some time, with strikes and counterstrikes, threats and accusations. The situation grew even more intense over the weekend as Israel escalated its military actions in Lebanon, announcing it would attack the southern suburbs of the capital city Beirut, where Hezbollah militants have a stronghold in the suburb of Dahiyeh. Itamar Ben-Gvir is Israel's national security minister.
We are here on the northern border in Shatula, and we are saying very explicitly that we need to flatten Dahiyeh. Flatten Dahiyeh. I oppose the previous ceasefire, and today I also say we must flatten it. The IDF is doing its job. There are 600 Hezbollah members, thank God, who have been eliminated in recent weeks, but it's not enough. What's happening to them in Dahiyeh? We need to go for Dahiyeh. Flatten it. Flatten it again. Hezbollah is in Dahiyeh. Flatten Hezbollah. Flatten Dahiyeh.
On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced the capture of a key location called Beaufort Castle, and he said he ordered the military to expand its actions in Lebanon.
And now my instruction is to deepen and expand our hold on places that were under Hezbollah's control. The capture of Beaufort is a dramatic stage and a dramatic change in the policy we are leading. We have broken the barrier of fear. We are taking the initiative. We are operating on all fronts, in Syria, in Gaza, in Lebanon. We have established security zones beyond our borders to protect our communities.
The United Nations says families are fleeing the attacks and shelters in several cities are full. Stéphane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
Attacks affecting healthcare continue to be reported. An airstrike near Hiram Hospital close to Tyre reportedly injured at least 13 staff members and damaged the facility. According to the World Health Organization, 5 attacks on healthcare were recorded in the last 3 days, resulting in 1 health worker reportedly killed and 19 injured. International humanitarian law is clear. Civilians, including health workers and including first responders, must be protected.
President Donald Trump said Monday that Israel has agreed to halt its plans to move into southern Beirut, but that announcement has not totally laid the issue to rest. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Lebanon Monday at the request of France. Martha Poby, with the UN's Department of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs and Peace Operations, spoke first. She says Israel's action marks a dangerous and alarming escalation, one that she says is turning all of southern Lebanon into a combat zone, eroding diplomatic efforts and deepening a climate of fear.
The situation in Lebanon is deeply alarming, marked by Israeli ground troops pushing further north into Lebanese territory and intensified Hezbollah attacks reaching deeper into Israel.
She called Israel's presence north of the Blue Line a clear violation of Lebanon's integrity, and she also called for Hezbollah to disarm, saying the Lebanese armed forces are the only legitimate armed force in Lebanon. Lebanon's ambassador said what he calls Israel's campaign of destruction in many instances amounts to war crimes. France called Israel's actions a major strategic mistake. Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon justified Israel's escalation as defensive.
While the Iranian regime, they delayed the negotiations, they stole diplomatic progress, and they buy time for its proxies, Hezbollah is doing on the ground what Iran wants it to do. It is keeping the fire alive. It is keeping Lebanon hostage. It is keeping northern Israel under attack. That is why Israel had to act.
U.S. Ambassador Michael Waltz said peace will come quickly if Hezbollah ceases its attacks. He highlighted President Donald Trump's personal leadership in diplomatic efforts. But Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia blasted the U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. He spoke through a translator.
The ceasefire reached on April 17th between West Jerusalem and Beirut, brokered by Washington, has unfortunately turned out to be a smokescreen for a creeping aggression against Lebanon. While the entire world was waiting for the next round of negotiations planned for June 2nd in the U.S. Capitol, Israel continued to methodically expand its zone of occupation, raising entire settlements to the ground as part of its scorched earth tactics. It is becoming evidence that Lebanon is seeing an almost identical replay of the scenario of clearing the Gaza Strip with the establishment of large-scale occupation control and the forced displacement of the local population.
The Security Council meeting ended with broad agreement for a de-escalation and the protection of civilians, but there was no agreement on blame and little sign of what happens next. But there were warnings about the broader effects of the crisis. Christina Marcus Lassen is the representative of Denmark.
Sovereignty and territorial integrity are not just theoretical principles. They are at the very foundation of this of the international order we have fought to uphold within this chamber for the last 80 years. What we are witnessing in Lebanon today is what happens when those principles erode. The potential ripple effects for Lebanon, the region, and the credibility of this council are way too clear. It is our collective responsibility to continue to protect them.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.